guest, and she's got a brand new book out. Her first. It's called Crystal Cove. Her name is Sally Swen. Sally, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you for having me here.
Well, let's dive right into the book, Crystal Cove. For those who haven't had a chance to read up on this, I had a chance to read a little bit of it earlier this week, and very impressive. It's an interesting story. So give us an overview of this book.
Yes, it is. So this book is about this girl growing up with loneliness in British Hong Kong back then, and her father drifts away, and then she grows up. And when she's reached in college age, she returns to her birthplace to find herself. But instead, she finds love with this American boy who's teaching English in rural China. This is back in the 80s. But unfortunately, an earthquake happens, and they separate it, and the story moves on, telling the stories about two parallel lives, but separate. And 2 years later, they found each other at the beach of Crystal Cove in Southern California.
And this is a historical fiction book, correct?
Yes, yes. So the books, the book tells about rural China back in the 70s and moves on to British Hong Kong when Hong Kong was at its glorious time. And Los Angeles. That's when there's no e-world. You can't find anyone through Facebook or Instagram.
All the good social media platforms that we have at our disposal today, for sure. Now, you've got a pretty interesting background here, Sally. I was reading up on you a little bit earlier today. You are extraordinarily well-traveled. You've lived in, what I believe, three or four different countries in your life. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I share the roadmap with our female protagonist here. I was born in rural China when China, you know, roads were muddy. Then I grew up in British Hong Kong, and then I moved to Los Angeles. I was there for almost 8 years.
Wow, that's an incredible path. No question about that. Very, very well traveled indeed. Now, I've got to ask, it seems like, you know, the impact of your life certainly had a very, very large influence on this book. Is that fair to assume?
Absolutely. I think the few characters will reflect that cultural differences. But, you know, the book isn't fiction. But I always think that fictions are the reflection of our real lives and what happens in our lives. And, you know, the stories are made up, but finding yourself, finding love, loss of that love, love at first sight, these are all experiences that we've all had in our lives. So people always ask that, you know, is this a memoir, autobiography? I would say yes and no. And the stories are fiction, but it reflects the what really happens in our lives.
So take me through the process of putting this book together. I mean, just going all the way back to the beginning of it, when you first started to put pen to paper, at what point did you realize that you had something that you were comfortable enough to run with?
Well, I've always wanted to tell this story, and it came magically one day, but really the brewing of the idea went for years. But I just wanted to tell the story to reflect some historical background, but without being too political about it, because I'm not sure I have the courage to touch on that, but my next book will. So one day when I was driving, you know, went through three sets of traffic light, and the idea, the plot just came to me. So it took not too long. It took about 14 months for me to write this story, but it took another 3 years to find someone who likes enough to publish that. So I found an independent publisher, and she really loves the story. And it took another 2 years to produce the book, from designing the book and It took 2 years.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by author Sally Swen. She's the author of the novel Crystal Cove. Well, you know, it's always interesting when you're putting a book together. There's just so many different layers to that whole process. Character development can be especially difficult. Did you find a particular character in this book that was maybe a bit more difficult to develop than some of the others?
Absolutely. I think the father figure is actually the most difficult one for me because I don't have that kind of father in life, in my real life. And I think to many, this father figure is probably considered a failure, that he just can't make anything happen. And he feels always, you know, weak and not strong and drifts away and moves from one space to a place to another. And can't hold a job, but there's a lot of psychological barrier. But for me, I want to give a lot of sympathy to this father because he's full of love and he's just lost without that love, without his wife. So that, you know, again, in real life, I had a very different father. So to me, it took, I think for 2 weeks I couldn't write. And I had to, since I was lost myself, how to portray this character. But a few weeks later, just little by little, the clarity came to me. But I would think that's, reflecting back, I think that's the most difficult character for me to write.
As someone who has lived in a number of different cultures, how much of that do you think you were able to translate in this book? It seems like you kind of show a little bit of that in this novel.
Yes. I think there's a lot of contrast, even at that time, between rural China and British Hong Kong. Because in Hong Kong back then, it's a bilingual place, and it's where East meets West. And there's a contrast between the rural China just crossing a bridge that in real life, too, it's still now. It takes just a few minutes to cross. And I think... And then the Western world of Los Angeles, I think the contrast, not just back then, but now too, of what's happening now, the protest for democracy in Hong Kong, and a lot of people read the book and the readers feel that the story just brings them back that sense of nostalgia. And the memory of good times, and now it's a struggling times. And it offers hope that through the history, regardless, you know, which culture and place and people, there's always good times and bad times. And hopefully that the bad time will be over soon and we'll wait for the good time. So I think a lot of people tell me, the readers share that the contrast to them really immersed in.
How tough was the editing process? That's a question we ask all of the authors that come on our show, because I find that to be, for most authors, the most frustrating part about putting a book together, because when you give that to the editor in many cases is going to have to chop out at least a portion of a story that you put so much work into. But, you know, that's why you give it to the editor, because they put all that together and they come up with what they believe is the best finished product. How tough was the editing process for you?
I think I passed out a few times. I felt like my heart was sliced, you know, that three-letter word, cut, was a blade, and I refused to reply for 2 days. A lot of drama happened, exactly what you described. For an author, every word is flesh and blood, but I threw a lot of tantrums, but at the end, I think I disciplined, and I came to my senses to realize what's the best. Not what my emotional investment is. So, yes, there were a lot of cuts and there were a lot of elaborations, but that was really a learning process. So I think for my next one, I think I'll stand on my feet when that happens again.
Well, that's the best way of going about it. At least that's what I've been told. And that leads us into our final question. You mentioned that you're working on your second novel already. So what's this next one going to be about, and how far along in the process are you?
So I'm into about a third of it. I mean, maybe a little bit less. But then the Hong Kong protest happened. So that took away my clarity. So I threw that away and I wrote about 10,000 words into it. I think the next book is a story about a small child. China was poor and primitive, had to give away this child adopted by an English couple in Hong Kong. But over the years, the native family grows to be very powerful and strong, and they order this child to come home. So this child has to come home, conform to the native rules, which she's didn't grow up with. So the whole story, and at the same time, she, of course, falls in love with another man who's trying to rescue her. But you have to go through a love story. That's my main theme. But it does reflect the tension between mainland China and Hong Kong.
Very good stuff. Well, certainly looking forward to that second one coming out. First one is already out, available on Amazon. It's called Crystal Cove. Sally, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for giving us a few moments of your time.
Thank you, Andy. It's my privilege.
Thank you very much, Sally. Again, that's author Sally Swen joining us to talk about her new book, her first novel, Crystal Cove, and as she mentioned a few moments ago, she's already working.